The year-end wrap-up is a less cerebral affair for commentator Annie Corzin, who will be anything but tasteful and reserved this New Year's Eve.
I have a fashionista friend who assured me one year that gray was the new black. Another time, brown was the new black. I'm waiting for red with turquoise flowers to be the new black. Especially this time of the year. The dark days of winter make me yearn for light and color and glitz. But we live in a world of beige houses, white walls, and stainless steel appliances that have about as much warmth as the city morgue. Several years ago, I spent New Year's Eve on a Caribbean island. The hotel had one party going on for the guests and another for the local people. Early in the evening, I hung out in the lobby to check out the passing parade. The upscale American women were in expensive ensembles of black, gray, or beige. The local women wore short, body-hugging floral print dresses. It didn't matter whether they were skinny or chunky, they strutted their stuff with pride. I thought, we were sophisticated, they were not, but they were vibrant and sensual, and we were tasteful. That's when I had my fashion epiphany. I realized that fashion is not necessarily about beauty. It's really about money and showing the world that you've got it. It's not just clothing. Would caviar be so desirable if it cost 50 cents an ounce at the local deli? I can just hear the kids groaning, "Oh no, not salty fish eggs again." Is a sleek Eames chair more comfortable than a tacky Barca lounger? Is anything more comfortable than a tacky Barca lounger? I once visited Claude Monet's house at Giverny. There was a bright blue room and a bright green room and a bright yellow room. If this great artist were alive today, his house would be way out of style. If you want to be stylish, less is more. But forget stylish. Forget tasteful. The holidays ought to be a time when more is more. Right now, night falls at 4:30 and the country is gearing up for war. I say, let's paint the house purple. Let's throw on some sequins and dance the merengue till dawn. Let's get vulgar and have a good time.
The comments of Annie Corzin, who performs in a solo show, Yenta Unplugged, and will appear on the upcoming television series, Oliver Bean.